This is Jordan Secchio, yet another member of Congress we've been targeting here on Jay Secchio Live, signs the discharge petition against the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Secchio Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Secchio.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. This is Jordan Secchio. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Joined today by Than Bennett and Drew Ryan from our D.C. Government Affairs Office. Big news on this fight for this discharge petition on the Broadcasters Freedom Act. We've been targeting four specific members of Congress. One of those today has signed the discharge petition. I want to go right to Than Bennett. This is a great grassroots victory, folks. It shows what these petitions can do and your phone calls can do. Than, tell everybody what happened.
Jordan, this is really fantastic news. We've been trying to stop the Fairness Doctrine, and one of the four members that we've been asking our listeners to target, Ralph Regula of Ohio, has just signed the discharge petition for the Broadcaster Freedom Act. So, first of all, I think congratulations are in order to our members in Ohio. There's really no doubt that their really good work on this and contacting him helped make that happen. Jordan, that brings our total to 198 signatures. We only need 20 more to get to the 218 needed to force a vote. It's really time for us to focus in on the one Republican that is remaining to sign the discharge petition. That's Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. I actually have her phone number. It's 202-225-2711. She's the last remaining Republican, and then we can really begin to focus on the 113 Democrats that we know are with us on this. But Jordan, we're really close. Nancy Pelosi could schedule this vote right now, but since she has refused to do so, since she's blocking it, this is just one more step in the right direction. We're really getting close, and this is a great progress.
Than, I want to make it clear to everyone, we are now calling for folks from around the country to call Congresswoman Capito's office. You don't have to be from West Virginia. And Than, give that number out one more time, but folks, listen, it doesn't matter where you are. We want you to call this office and say how concerned you are and ask her to sign that discharge petition.
That's right, Jordan. I'll give her number a couple times here. It's 202-225-2711, and here's why she's so important. She's the next logical step. She's a co-sponsor of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. She stands with us on the issue, but now she needs to be on the petition to really put the pressure on Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to come along and force a vote.
Folks, this is great breaking news out of Washington, D.C., and just as important as today, as we wrap up really discussing the Fairness Doctrine. Of course, the fight continues. Drew and Than will keep fighting on that in Washington. We want to open up the issues today to talk politics. We've been talking about politics the last couple of days. Of course, Barack Obama yesterday had over 200,000 people in Berlin to come here and speak. There's a couple of issues we wanted to bring up today that are different. Drew Ryan's going to get into these when we come back from the first break. Energy independence, energy security, folks have called it different things. The truth is the rising price of gas, the need for oil, all of those issues. How important, And Christian radio doesn't talk about this a lot, but how important do you think those issues are? Our dependence on foreign oil, specifically oil coming from the Middle East, unwillingness to drill in Alaska and other places in the United States to open up new drills, to open up new exploration within the U.S. borders. What do you think about this issue? Is it affecting your daily life yet? Are these rising gas prices, have you changed your habits? Can you feel it in your pocketbook, or is it just something you're dealing with on a daily basis as things change that you think is a hopeless issue? We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. What do you think the next president of the United States should do and the Congress should do to help this issue? So again, 1-800-684-3110 to talk about energy independence. Folks, we're going into our first break, and I want to tell you, this is great news today coming out of Washington, D.C., with Ralph Regula signing this discharge petition. One of those four that we've been targeting this week have now signed on. We've asked you to call Congresswoman Capito's office today. We want you to join this petition. It is a huge petition, only 20 people away from getting this discharge petition signed and putting the Fairness Doctrine away forever. Call this petition 9 right now. We want you to join with us. This is the final day for you to join. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. Sign this petition against the so-called Fairness Doctrine. 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online today.
It's a battle over free speech, and it's one we can't lose. On Capitol Hill, efforts are underway to reinstate the troubling Fairness Doctrine, an unconstitutional restriction on free speech. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has once again said she wants to see the Fairness Doctrine return. She's also stated that she's opposed to efforts in the House to vote on the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a measure that would permanently prohibit the return of the Fairness Doctrine. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and urge members of the House to sign on to a discharge petition, a move that would bring the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the House floor for an up or down vote. Representative Mike Pence of Indiana is spearheading that effort.
Help us send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Sign on today to ACLJ's discharge petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Oh, this? Well, actually, I'm earning my global business degree online. Here, have a look. All the courses are taught online, so I can attend class from anywhere. Same with the tests. You can take all those online, too. Or, if I wanted, I could stop by the campus in Virginia Beach and meet with my professor in person or go to class there. But the thing is, my job has been really busy lately, so I do everything from my laptop. Otherwise, it's just like going to class. It's hard work. But when I'm done, I'll have a degree from one of the top 10 online universities in the country.
With both 2- and 4-year degrees available and more than $1.9 million in scholarships and grants awarded to undergraduate students this year alone, a private college education may be closer than you think. Visit ApplyToRegent.com or call 1-888-REGENT-U to find out more about our degree programs, scholarships, and grants.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We have been talking about a great victory in the Fairness Doctrine fight. One of those four members of Congress we've been targeting to sign this discharge petition has done so. Ralph Regula, the Republican from Ohio. That is great news. I want to thank all of the Ohio listeners and all of you who have signed the petition. This is really the final day to join the petition. For now, we keep coming back to the Fairness Doctrine because we've pledged to you that we will keep fighting on this issue until the Fairness Doctrine is put away forever. We will keep fighting. Drew and Than, don't stop fighting because we stopped doing the petition drive over the air, and we'll keep updating you on the fight. We're just 20 members of Congress away from getting a discharge petition on this so that we can get a vote on the issue. Now, something we talked about when we came into the first break of the show was energy independence. We've been talking politics the last few days, and we've already got some phone calls coming into the radio studio about politics generally, but specifically on some of the issues which are dominating the news. Where do you stand? How is it affecting you? Today, we wanted to bring in the debate on energy independence. Not a lot of people have talked about it on Christian radio. We thought it'd be a good opportunity for you to talk about it. How has it affected your daily life? What do you think the next president should do? Do you oppose or support new drilling in the United States, whether it's offshore drilling, whether it's using the Anwar area in Alaska, whether it's just building new refineries in the United States? Are you willing to commit to that happening in your neighborhood or near your neighborhood or in your state or near your beach? Are you at that point where you're ready to support that, or do you still want to try to figure out a way to find new energy or keep depending on foreign oil, which is, of course, rising power? Now, Drew Ryan, our D.C. Government Affairs Director, has been doing a lot of research on this. And, of course, Drew, this is an issue dominating Washington, D.C., dominating Washington political talks and also the presidential race because it's affecting people in their pocketbook. We went to Europe, came back 5 weeks later after being in the Middle East and overseas, and gas has almost gone up. It looks like a dollar where I am here. So what are people expecting, and what do you think is happening in Capitol Hill?
Well, Jordan, as you know, in a political season, sometimes there are issues that, in a sense, come out of left field and blindside, oftentimes, the party that's in the majority. One of those issues, and it's being driven by the rising gas prices, is this domestic drilling debate. And it's something where we are seeing those opposed to domestic drilling, Nancy Pelosi, current Speaker of the House, cannot wait to get out of Washington, D.C. right now because simply she and the majority, especially in the House, do not want to have a vote on this. But what we're seeing, Jordan, and this is fascinating to me, over the last few weeks, we're beginning to see the American people obviously pay attention to this as they pay more and more at the pump. And we're seeing in battleground states margins of 20 and 30 points where people are saying, We need to start drilling offshore. We need to start drilling domestically and basically get off our dependence of foreign oil. Now, it's one of those, in a sense, that's been a side story up until now, but I'm telling you right now, Jordan, I think this is going to be one of the major issues that's going to impact this election season. Not just the presidential race, but House races and Senate races. And a lot of candidates are going to be asked point blank, where do you stand on this issue?
We want to hear from you folks. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we've got calls coming in already on the subject. Catherine is calling from Texas on line 6. Catherine, welcome to JSecul Live.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Catherine.
Yes, I live in Texas, and I live on the Gulf Coast. As a matter of fact, right across the freeway from my subdivision is a refinery.
Right.
And all up and down there are refineries, and I'm not opposed to us having more refineries. I'm educated. I'm working on a master's degree. We live in an area that has great schools. Just because there's a refinery around does not necessarily mean that it's going to drive our education. And I know a lot of people feel that way. They don't want to live in the industrial areas. They're afraid that it's going to affect their children's future. Actually, it's the opposite. There are more jobs out here, and more people do move out in the industrial areas, and you're educating more students. In our situation, we're downsizing. I traded in a van, and I've had 3 or 4 vans in the last 12 years, but, you know, I'm spending $80 a week to get to work.
Right.
And we traded in our van. We bought us a Nissan. I cut my payments. I went from an 05 van to an 05 Nissan. I cut my payments $43 a month. I halved my gas.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, those are things that we're going to downsize. And I don't want to wait until this whole election pushes the gas prices up, because we know that it's a political ploy, too. People are just, you know, they're driving it up and you know, causing problems. But because I live in the Gulf Coast area, we live near the refineries, I think it's time that Americans become dependent on themselves and stop being dependent on foreigners to do their work for them. We've had the technology in place for years. We've known about the technology to create better gas mileage.
Well, let me go to Drew, because, Drew, here's the thing. And, Catherine, thank you for that great call. I think it's made a perfect point. She lives by the refineries. She's willing to have more refineries built. And she's made the change. And let me tell you, folks, I was filling up my car yesterday, and the gas pump cuts off because of how much it costs to fill up my SUV. It cuts off before the gas tank is full, because it cuts off at a certain amount at different gas stations. You can't even fill your car up without having to swipe your credit card or going inside to pay again. And that's happening all over the country. Where I am are not the highest gas prices either. But I want to go back to Drew, because you heard Catherine say, and I think this is a sad point in this debate, because even she said she thinks this is a political issue, that this revolves around politics, the pricing. And we know now, Drew, in Washington, D.C., it just seems like neither side can come to any agreement on what to do. The Democrats block any kind of new drilling or new refineries in the U.S. The Republicans are very wary of the Democratic proposals to just invest into new energy. And the truth is, most Americans understand the importance of now their need for oil and gas, and wouldn't mind having these refineries nearby if necessary, or new drilling offshore, which 99% of the country, probably more than that, would never see or be affected by.
Well, that's true, Jordan. In fact, we're talking about, and when Catherine called in, Than and I started exchanging notes, I think some of the newest refineries were built back in the 1980s. The technology that we have today with these newer refineries means less pollution into the atmosphere. We are looking at a refined technology that makes, you know, gas and oil much easier to produce, and doing it here domestically. I mean, you look at what is in Anwar. You look at what a desolate piece of land that is up in Alaska. In fact, the current governor up there, Sarah Palin, actually made the proposal to Washington, D.C. and said, look, we as Alaskans want you to drill here. You look at this offshore drilling debate. A lot of people are made to believe that if you put in an oil rig, it's going to be right off your coast. You're going to be able to see it. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, Jordan. These oil rigs are 10, 15, 20 miles off the coast. A lot of Americans will never see them. And again, the technology that we have today to get this oil and gas and to refine it is far beyond anything that we had even back in the 1990s. And I tell you what, this is going to remain a core issue in this political season, because it's a practical issue. It's not necessarily a political issue per se. It's that it really impacts your everyday American where it hurts the most oftentimes, and that's in the wallet.
Let's go right to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Paul calling from New York on line 6. Paul, welcome to JSecul Live.
Hi. I was wondering about what you can do to make it illegal for oil companies to buy the patents that make cars more fuel efficient. I was watching a car show a while back where they had an older Pontiac Fiero that was just the regular 2.8-liter six-cylinder. They had it getting 60 miles to the gallon and getting about 250 horsepower by heating up the fuel and turning it into vapor. So when it would go into the combustion chamber, it would completely explode and use all the fuel that went to the motor. But that was, they said that was bought by an oil company to make it harder for companies to make more fuel-efficient vehicles.
Well, here's the thing, Paul. There's lots of speculation on what's going on with the actual gas companies and the oil companies. The problem is this. We do have a lot, and there is a situation, and Drew, I don't know if there's been much discussion on this, but I'll throw it to you very quickly, is that all of the land that has been okayed to drill on that has not been drilled on yet by the American oil companies, that where they're able to drill but are not drilling, because right now, we live in a capitalist country, and their profits are going up, even with the rising gas prices, even with, though it's costing them more to buy the oil, their profits are going up, so they don't really have an incentive to drill in the land that they're already allowed to do so in.
Well, you know, actually, Jordan, there are some stipulations already in place. In fact, to be honest with you, here in Washington, see, that's a little bit of a red herring argument. It's kind of the lease or lose, drill or lose argument right now. They already have those stipulations in place. They are looking for the best places to drill. In a sense, it's economically driven for these oil companies
not wasting money.
In a sense, trickles down. Exactly.
And it's an interesting argument because the news will show you the map of the whole country and all these places they could drill in. But the truth is, drilling in one place where the government won't let them right now could supply us oil for the next 50 years, 15 years, 100 years, 300 years. And then, of course, the continental shelf and other areas which could supply the world's oil and gas needs. This is an important debate, folks. We're going to continue it into our next segment of the program. But I want to encourage you as we're getting into this next break. This is the final day to join this petition to support the discharge petition against the Fairness Doctrine, standing up for broadcasters' freedom, keeping shows like Jay Sekulow Live, your favorite Christian radio shows, your favorite conservative talk shows on the air. We had a great development today as one of those four members of Congress we've been targeting this week has now signed the discharge petition. We've asked you to call Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito's office. She's a congresswoman from West Virginia. We want the whole nation, everyone listening today, to be calling her office. And we also want you, if you have not done so yet, to sign this petition. It is very important. It's the final chance you have to do so right now. Call right now. Join the petition to support the Broadcasters Freedom Act, 877-989-2255. That's the number for the petition, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. and sign the petition online.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine. It's one of the most important websites on the internet. By logging onto the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, you get the very latest news and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. And you get help. At aclj.org, there's a virtual library of legal resource materials, making it easy for you to get the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms, especially when it comes to school issues. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
I cannot tell you how many hundreds of cases every year, literally hundreds, probably thousands, are resolved without litigation, without lawyers getting involved. When you simply walk in, you take the information down from ACLJ.org, you walk into your school building and say, wait a minute, here's what the law is. This is what, and these are the guys that litigate the case at the Supreme Court of the United States. It makes a huge impact.
Make the ACLJ website part of your daily internet experience. Log on today at ACLJ.org, the internet home of the American Center for Law and Justice. ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow taking your phone calls. We've been talking about politics the past couple of days. We want to give you a chance to talk about a new issue: oil, gas, energy dependence, energy independence, energy security, all the different key terms thrown out by politicians and the government right now. We wanted to give you a chance to talk about how this was affecting you, how you think, what changes you think should be made, whether it's drilling domestically, whether it's still relying on foreign oil and trying to make some kind of deals there with OPEC nations, or whether it's investing all in future and new energy sources. We want to hear from you on it. 1-800-684-3110. We have a lot of phone calls coming into the show. I want to go right to them. Dolores is calling from Ohio on line 5. Dolores, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing?
Hey, Dolores. You're on the air.
Okay, my comment is this. For the past 4 years, our economic status has gone down from bad to worse. We've had problems with gas going up and up, and the Republicans allowed it to go up and up. And now that it's an election time, they're trying to make it a political football because, well, Obama doesn't agree that we should drill here. The Republicans... they can't decide what they, you know, what they want to do.
Dolores, what do you want? What solution do you think is the best? Do you think there should be more drilling in the U.S.? Do you think, if you could pick, if you had the power to pick what we do you think we should go drill in Alaska and Anwar? Do you think we should drill offshore, build more refineries? What's your position?
Right now, I'm looking at them, and I'm not going to say because I haven't really made up my mind. But I listen to you every day. I'm listening to you now. I was listening before I called. All of a sudden, this is a political football. It should have been a political issue before the election.
Well, let me go to Drew Ryan, Dolores, because I think it's interesting. Drew, why didn't we hear more about it? You know, we've heard about it in the past, kind of mentioned here and there. Why did we not hear more? Did we just not understand the effect of what the war on terrorism, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, and the rising market, the fact that we're one of the biggest providers now, but you've got other emerging world markets like India, Russia, China, who are also buying oil and have vast resources as well. Why wasn't this an issue? Was it just people weren't feeling it in their pocketbooks?
Well, I think you hit it exactly on the head there, Jordan. One, you had the war on terror that really has affected gas and oil prices. Two, you're right. India and China are now in the marketplace, one, drilling, but then also consuming a lot of the oil. And three, you know what? When gas is $4 per gallon, it has a way of grabbing people's attention. Now, going back to Dolores' actual comment about, you know, when they were in the majority, the Republicans actually made several concerted efforts. I mean, I can go back as many years as we want to, but I can think of one specifically attached to a budget bill back in 2006 when Republicans still controlled the majority, where they wanted to attach an amendment to specifically drill in Anwar to relieve what they sensed was the coming pressure, which is now played out, and avoid these high gas prices. So there have been efforts made in the past. It's just one of those things where it is going to become a political hot-button issue in this election cycle simply because, like I said before, Jordan, a lot more Americans are paying attention to the fact that it's costing them $80, $90, $100 to fill up their car with each stop at the pump.
Let's go back to the phone. Joy is calling from South Carolina on line one. She says she's a self-professed tree hugger. Joy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joy. You're on the air.
Well, I just think that we, as a blessed nation by God, America needs to use what we have. God didn't give it to us carelessly, and to remain held captive by foreign oil is just ridiculous. In my opinion, it's like spitting in God's face and saying, we don't want what you've given us. He didn't mean for us to be held captive by this. And the other thing is, I don't think that this is a partisan issue. I don't think it's Republican. I don't think it's Democratic. Mm-hmm. I think it is the corrupt deep pockets in our government, and we fail when election time comes to really pay attention, to really look at voting records, to really see what's going on with these people running for office before we put them in there. They're in bed with the oil company.
Well, it's a tough issue. We know oil and gas companies are powerful in the United States. They're powerful all over the world. They provide thousands and probably millions of jobs to people. They keep us moving, whether it's airplanes, cars, and everything else. Everywhere you look, I was reading an article today in a paper, that everywhere you look, you see oil and gas, whether it's your window panes that were moved to your house, or the airport by your house, or anything you've got in front of you, the computer screen that was delivered to you by a truck that was delivered to a place. It all is affected by oil and gas. And I want to go to Than, because Than, we've been working on the Fairness Doctrine, one of these issues, and the Broadcasters Freedom Act, and getting that legislation through. Something pretty clear, something that seems pretty fair and basic under our Constitution in the United States, which is allow people to talk about what they want on radio and don't force them to carry something they don't want to. That's tough enough to get through Washington. So you're very well vexed in everything that goes on structurally and also procedurally on Capitol Hill. This is a hard issue, because to get agreement on, it's a seriously complex issue that a lot of members of Congress and the Senate and the House just don't understand.
Well, it is a complex issue, Jordan. And I mean, I think Joy really said it right. I mean, over the last few years, I think it's fair to say that there's been more than enough blame to go around. I mean, members of both parties have probably been part and parcel to the problem that we're facing now. But like Joy said, rather than point the finger, I mean, right now is the time to come together and find solutions. And part of that has to be exploration, because we need the energy now. Now, sure, you and I just returned from Europe, and part of the answer is personal responsibility. Over there, consumers have demanded smaller cars, and guess what? The manufacturers of vehicles have provided that. If American consumers start demanding cars, if we think that smaller cars is part of the answer, our manufacturers will deliver that. But part of the problem is that message has to get back to Washington, and elections is how we determine that. So I don't view it as a political football. I view it as candidates responding to their voters and actually trying to come up with a solution that is satisfactory to them.
Let's go back to the phones, take another call. Chris is calling from California on line 5. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. Just for the record, I'm a Republican, and I think that we should be drilling for oil. And I noticed you guys, just new to the radio station, heard you guys talking about the Anwar Preserve. I was wondering if you had touched on the base of the difference between preserve and reserve, and given the differences to your listeners. I heard another individual speaking on the subject on this station just recently.
We haven't gone into specifics there. We really wanted to talk to people today about how they felt about the issue. I mean, Anwar specifically, and I can go to Drew on this, because it is a complex issue, and both sides spin it different ways. It is drilling in Alaska, but Drew, kind of explain to folks. I try to explain it as the stamp. If you put a stamp on the map, that's how tiny this spot is in Alaska, which is a huge state. But Drew, explain it for folks.
Well, real quickly, again, Jordan, the argument being made is preserve versus reserve. Preserve being a wildlife preserve that, in a sense, we would go in and ruin the ecology. Nothing could be further from the truth in Anwar. It is a barren wasteland. In fact, people can Google and see exactly what they're talking about. It's the coastal plains in the very furthest northern part of Alaska. They would touch a very small portion of it. Again, the new technology enabling them to drill. And again, like you already mentioned, Jordan, by going in there, Anwar, and doing offshore drilling, we have domestic oil here that could give us 15, 20, 30 years of gas and oil instead of relying upon foreign oil. So there is a distinct difference between a preserve dealing with wildlife and a reserve, which is basically going into a barren wasteland and drilling for this oil. And again, the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, has come to Congress and said, hey, we as Alaskans, we want you to come and start drilling. So the door is open. It's just a matter of whether Nancy Pelosi and the leadership in the House right now are going to take up this bill before Congress gets out of here for the August recess.
Folks, we got a minute left on the program today. I want to thank everyone for calling in about this issue. I think it was a great discussion to have. Obviously, everyone very worried about this issue and lots of different opinions on what to do. I think the general consensus, though, from today's broadcast is that those of you who made it onto the air don't have any problems with now drilling in the United States, opening up new refineries in the United States, going offshore in United States territory, in Anwar as well. We'll talk more about this issue. I think it's going to be a big political issue. But I want to tell you, as we're wrapping up the show today, we had a great victory out of Washington, D.C., with one of those four members of Congress we've been targeting all week has signed the discharge petition. We've asked you, call Congressman Shelley Moore Capito's office. She's from West Virginia. It doesn't matter where you are. Call that office and sign the petition today for Broadcasters Freedom. This is your final day to do so, folks. Call this number right now, 877-989-2255. Keep these programs on the air, 877-989-2255.